From Tidbits on October 29th, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Radio on the iPod Touch. Will Apple's iPod Radio Remote work with the iPod Touch? Apparently not. What other solutions exist for listening to the radio? Apple board member Al Gore awarded Nobel Peace Prize. Our news item about the former U.S. Vice President elicits complaints that Tidbits is being political. Does merely mentioning Gore's name imply something, or was it straightforward reporting? Apple education discount. When people abuse the education discount, a man got a student to buy Leopard for him at a steep discount. Does it jeopardize the program for legitimate users? It's official. Leopard delivers on October 26, 2007. Initial shipping reports sounded as if Amazon.com was going to deliver on its opening day, but for some people that didn't pan out. Readers also share their impressions from the Leopard launch at Apple retail stores. How Leopard will improve your security. Rich Mogul's article on the changes in Leopard security raises other questions, such as how to secure data when using Time Machine. Are your fonts ready for Leopard? Our article on preparing fonts for Leopard brings up questions of how to extract Font DA Mover from its outdated self-extracting archive wrapper. iPhone battery indicator. The iPhone battery indicator changes colors depending on which screen you're on, a change that appears to have arrived in the iPhone 1.1.1 update. Talking your way out of a plastic bag. The next time you're in the middle of the wheat harvest, a plastic bag over the iPhone will help. Be prepared to farm is our motto. Speaker system for iPod. Which of the current crop of iPod speakers are recommended? Gmail and IMAP. Google is rolling out IMAP to its Gmail service, and readers share their experiences and workarounds. Wait for 10.5.1? With every new major operating system update, the question becomes, jump right in or wait for the first big bug fix release? Mac Live Expo London. Apple doesn't appear to be exhibiting at this event, and there are questions about the future of a Macworld conference in London. ALS and the Mac. What resources are available for someone with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or other disabilities to use the Mac? Leopard install issues. Readers share their experiences and frustrations with upgrading to Leopard. Can you finally share the shared folder? Sharing is greatly improved in Leopard, but what's the line between convenience and security? Looking for PDA suggestion. A reader has been using a Palm Tungsten E2, is looking to move to a smartphone. Which models are worth investigating and which features important when considering them? Help viewer window doesn't inhibit other programs. A reader takes issue with Matt Newberg's complaint that the floating help window gets in the way. Leopard iCal issues. The new iCal gives one reader trouble with shared calendars, but the problem might be local. Booting separate computers from one drive. Is it possible to boot two Macs, one Intel and one PowerPC from the same drive? The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for participating with Tidbits Talk.